Jacksons with John Coffey and Matt Gorder.
Good evening and welcome to another edition of the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Shows. We're broadcasting live from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville. Along with Matt Gorder, I'm John Coffey. And Matt, we've got a good show coming up tonight. We'll talk Bearcat basketball this evening with the Bearcat men's and women's basketball teams season well underway here and right in the middle of the MIAA portion of their schedule. We'll talk about that in just a moment. But first, couple things to talk about wrapping up football with Adam Doerr getting a big honor yesterday, being voted by his peers the AFCA Division II National Coach of the Year.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, it was a very close vote as well. Shepherd's head coach, of course, with a lot of consideration with what he did with their team, getting them to the national championship game. But Coach Doerr and his peers voting him as AFCA Coach of the Year. Most of the time it does go to the national championship coach, but coach having to beat out another very good coach to win that honor this year.
And his second honor, winning it back in 2013 as well.
Absolutely. Well-deserved. And, you know, as he said, both in 2013 and even after this most recent one, it's more of a coaching staff award. His name is on it. He's the one that gets honored, but he'll be the first one to tell you that's an honor that goes to the entire coaching staff just because of all the work that they do to get the team in the position they were in this year.
Well, speaking of his coaching staff, a member of his staff and the defensive coordinator, Rich Wright, received a big honor as well.
Yeah, very well deserved. Another defensive coordinator of the year honor this year from Football Scoop. But when you've got a defense as dominant as the Bearcats were this year, there's no surprise that he was not only considered for that, but of course picked up the win there, and it's very well deserved with for Coach Wright.
And the fans of the Bearcat football team will have an opportunity to continue their celebration of the national championship coming up on Sunday, January 31st at Bearcat Arena. A special autograph session starts at 3:30. And then after that, the annual award ceremony that the football team goes through, that will be open to the public as well at Bearcat Arena.
Yeah, a neat opportunity to revisit the past season and the championship, you know, and you know, some people have wondered, why do they wait so long? Well, the football staff is working right now. they had the AFCA convention this week, but more importantly, they're on the recruiting trail. You know, there's no rest when you play that deep into the season. You've got to get right out. They were back at work Monday morning after the national championship game. I heard even, you know, Nick Saban, Alabama, won the championship. He said the same thing. We'd all like to have a day off right now after a nice long season, but with the opportunity to recruit being a smaller window because you did play deeper in the season, the coaching staff has been taking advantage of that and signing day just a few days after that celebration there on the 31st.
That coming up on the first Wednesday in February, and I guess that's a nice problem to have if you know you have a short recruiting period because of the length of the season. You know some good things have happened that year.
Yeah, and to be completely honest, you know, when you get a chance to get to the national championship game, you're kind of recruiting without recruiting, you know, getting a chance to be on national TV, getting the exposure that they did in this region, especially where they pick up the bulk of their players. They were able to recruit before they got on the recruiting trail. And, of course, during the season, they've got visits, and we had a lot of recruits into games and things like that. But you definitely want to take advantage of the opportunity after the season, before the signing period, and actually even the dead period before the signing period, to get as many visits in, especially with those top recruits, and make sure they become Bearcats.
And, again, football season wrapping up here. We'll talk a little bit more about that as we get closer to those particular dates coming up. But basketball underway, and it's been long road trip for the basketball teams, but things will look a lot better here in another week or so when you start seeing a lot of home games at Bearcat Arena.
Yeah, you know, you're not too far off from hearing. When you get into mid-late January and early February, it's kind of the dog days of basketball, and it can be really tough if you have to do a lot of traveling during that time, but the Bearcat basketball teams are getting the bulk of their travel out of the way even before mid-January here, so they're going to have an opportunity to be in those dog days of basketball at home, which which will hopefully make it a little bit easier to work their way through. And I know Bearcat fans are probably itching to get out and see the teams as well. There just haven't been too many opportunities the way the MIAA schedule has laid out, but they will come about in late January and through February.
Had a good turnout of Bearcat fans last Saturday afternoon down in St. Joseph with the doubleheader with Missouri Western. A lot of green in the crowd for that game.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, it shouldn't have been a surprise. It was a little bit of a wonder what kind of a crowd would be there from both teams with, of course, the Chiefs having that playoff football game. But it didn't sway many fans, especially Bearcat fans. They were out there taking in the game. Got to see a couple of good games. Yeah, it was a loss for the Bearcat women, but they played real well against a nationally ranked team in Missouri Western last Saturday, and, of course, the men with the close win against their rival Griffins last week.
Again, we're broadcasting live from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville on the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show. Our guests this evening will be men's head basketball coach Ben McCollum and also a sophomore guard from the Bearcat men's basketball team, Justin Fitz. We'll talk to those two a little bit later in our program. We'll be talking with the Northwest head women's basketball coach Buck Schill, along with women's basketball standout Timber Schechinger. So we'll be talking women's basketball first on the program here in just a moment. A reminder that support for the KXCV Bearcat Coaches Show comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, now located near the Northwest campus at the corner of 4th and Fillmore in Maryville. Student Body provides Bearcat fanwear, custom screen printing, and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation. And support also comes from Carson Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square, open for lunch and dinner, and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699. Again, coming up next, we'll talk women's basketball, and that's coming up right after this timeout. Again, more broadcasting live from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville on the KXCV, KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway Valley Bank, with online banking, including remote deposit using your mobile device. The right bank is right at your fingertips, or at nvb.com, or at any of their 8 locations.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and the Printery House. More at conceptionabbey.org.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from National Investors in Redfield, Iowa, and Northwest alumni are Joe Smith and Greg Wilson, providing asset protection, retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. More at nationalinvestors.com.
Support for today's game comes from SSM Health Medical Group and St. Francis Hospital in Maryville. SSM offers 10 locations and 46 primary care and specialty providers throughout the Bearcat Nation. More at SSMHealthSt.Francis.com.
Today's game is being underwritten by the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699.
And we're back at Carson's in downtown Maryville on the Bearcat Coaches Show on KXCV KRNW. And joining us now to talk Bearcat women's basketball is Coach Buck Schill. And, Coach, I know last night a little bit frustrating in terms of the result, but you and I talked about it after the ball game last night. You ran into a buzzsaw. That Emporia State team is a top 10 team right now for a reason. There's a lot of talent on that team.
Easily, you know, I think after going against them in person, compared to watching them on film and prepping, and then going against them in person, they're a top 5 team, no doubt. You know, their 2 losses have both been on the road. Both difficult places to win, with one of them being down at Missouri Southern and the other one being out at Fort Hays. And, you know, I think now that they're kind of rolling after break here, they're going to be a tough team to beat.
You talk about seeing a team on film and then in person. Obviously, there's always going to be a difference. It's tough to make that comparison. But is it a little more drastic with a good team like that, the difference between what you see on film and the actual gameplay?
It is, because when you're watching them on film, they really make things look easy for what they're doing. And you think, after watching them, you might think, well, you can get stops here and stops there, or try to take this away or take that away. And then you attempt to do those things come game time, and a lot of times that's not the case.
And with Emporia State last night, you guys started out well, had an early lead in that game, seemed to be playing well, but it seems like once Emporia State hit a stride or kind of found their niche for the night, I guess, they really opened it up.
They did. They really answered. They answered our buckets. You know, we were able to get some good looks early within the offense, and then they made some adjustments, and we had to go back to some, I guess, offensively, of things that we had done in the past against other teams, and we didn't quite do that soon and fluidly. And so that allowed them to even get things rolling even more with us not being able to answer their buckets, and defensively with them really picking things up. It was a struggle.
And with that team, we talked beforehand that if they're not shooting real well, that's a good thing, obviously. And it looked that way early on. But with those teams and a good team, you can't assume that that's just going to continue, because when they got on a roll and they hit a couple of shots, hit some outside shots, it just seemed like everything was going to go down.
They did. They really did a good job of just feeding off of each other. And, early they were looking to try to pound some things inside, and I felt defensively we were doing a pretty good job of just kind of holding our own, contesting shots and making things difficult, and then that kind of got their guards to start being a lot more aggressive with getting to the basket. And we were late on some rotations, and they were able to get some open layups and some open kickouts, and the ball just kind of kept rolling from there, and it was tough to slow down.
With a young team like you've got, playing against a good team like that, are there really good coaching opportunities in terms of being able to teach those young players this is what you can get to?
I think it really opened up a lot of girls' eyes. Like I said, watching film, you can only show them so much, and until they're put in an atmosphere like that to see, with a really good team, how hard they play all the time, how consistent they play all the time, on each possession on both sides of the floor, that's the one thing that we're striving for. And I think we do it at times, but we don't do it enough. And like I told the girls today, we can't afford to play like that, just because we don't have all those tools with the with that upperclassman experience where, we have to be locked in from the get-go and locked in the whole game.
Last Saturday against Missouri Western, a loss, but a very good game for your team against another nationally ranked team. But it seemed like it was the closest to four quarters of basketball. What was it about that game that had the team playing so well?
I think a lot of it just had to do with the rivalry factor, number one. Number two, the way we prepared for that game offensively and defensively. I think the girls felt very comfortable and confident with what we were trying to do. And you could see that within the first 5 minutes of that first quarter, how we were really able to kind of get anything that we wanted. And then later on in that game, with us kind of getting a little bit loose with the ball and not taking care of it on offense and having some breakdowns on defense, is really what allowed Missouri Western to get their runs. And, with a team like that, once they start going, they're pretty tough to go down.
Wins obviously have been tough to come by. Sometimes it can be tough to keep a team's attention, but it seems like your team is still out there playing hard. Even last night, there were periods, when they were down by a bunch, you still could tell they were playing hard. And some of the Emporia State people that talked to us afterwards made that comment. How do you get the team to stay focused, continuing to play hard like they are?
Well, just got to keep pushing them. And keep positive with them, and show them the potential is there. Situations are there, by minimizing certain things and really trying to take advantage of things that we can be good at, and really just to limit the things that we can control, as far as turnovers and box outs with giving up offensive rebounds, and just executing things offense or defense depending on what we're doing for that game. Because when you have one of those little things break down, right now we tend to let that lead on to a second one, a third one, or a fourth one. And one of the biggest things that I've been talking to them about even today after practice is, do you have to move on to that next possession? You have to move on to that next game, because the more you sit and dwell about it and think about it, that's just going to carry over. And, you know, some players have the ability to let that go and some don't. And I told them, you have to be able to do that for yourself before you can do it for your teammates.
Obviously, with a young team, you're still kind of teaching the game of basketball in general at the collegiate level, and you're also still prepping for a couple of games a week. Is it tough to find that mix, or does it just kind of blend where they're a learning process even though they're still prepping for games and every week?
It's tough just to try to work things in throughout practices, but a lot of times you can do that through your prep on that next game, because they're within the league, you know, a lot of teams are somewhat similar with just their personnel and certain ways you want to guard things as far as like ball screens and things like that. And so you have to take those situations from the previous game and, you know, carry those over and fix them if that's what you're doing, or make adjustments and just things like that. And then as far as us offensively, you know, that's the tough thing going into each game is, you know, you never know how they're going to guard us with what we're doing offensively. And, you know, I can guess as much as I can from watching film, and there's times that I'm going to be wrong, and I told them that. But we're always going to be prepared for anything they throw at us. It's just whether or not we can carry that over come game time.
With the break between classes, classes obviously restarted this week. Do you feel like the team made some good strides when they were able to just focus on basketball?
I think so. And now I think it's good to have them back in class, get them on a regular schedule, get them on a regular kind of workout schedule with weights and practice and games, and just as far as keeping them in a position or on a schedule where they can get into the gym on their own and get some shots up and work on ball handling and things like that. Because when you're over break, when you have so much free time, you can kind of shy away from that, because it's your only time throughout the season that you can just kind of take a deep breath and relax. And so I think getting back into class will really kind of help us just get more focused.
Got Washburn coming up this week, and it sounds like you were talking to us before we came on air here, like they've got some bigs that have some talent this year.
They have. They've got two girls inside that are very productive for them. Just very, very big, very athletic, very mobile, and offensively they run a lot through their post players. And you know, we worked on some things tonight that I think can help us on Saturday, and we'll continue to do that tomorrow as well as through shoot around and stuff on Saturday. And a lot of it's just going to come down to guts and doing what it takes, overcoming mistakes, moving on to that next play, and just not letting things happen over and over. And I think for the most part, you know, we can do that. I know we can do that. It's just them believing that we can go out and do that.
This week, the post players obviously will have to really be focused on defense. Is it tough, no matter what the position is, when you're going against a top player at your position, to make sure you also stay focused on the offensive end as well and playing both ends of the floor?
I think so. The good thing is for us offensively, we're not going to, you know, totally change things up. It's just different reads. And so, you know, that's the one thing that I try to do going into games is get them comfortable with what we're running, what we're really wanting to look for. And, you know, like I told the girls today, the biggest thing is just going to be being aggressive, staying physical, legally physical, and, you know, just not allowing to get yourself out of position and to pick up cheap fouls that, you know, are going to end up taking you out of the game, and then that can really just throw momentum off.
I know one of the things you had talked about doing offensively is kind of simplifying it a little bit, you know, and trying to let them just play basketball, that sort of thing. Do you feel that's been a positive move?
I think it's definitely helped, especially with a couple certain players, just because they tend to overthink when they're out there. And if you just give them options and give them certain reads, and then they just got to go out and do it. And I think for the most part, we've done a pretty good job of that so far. Now that we're later in this process, teams have had the ability to scout us more with what we're doing offensively. And so then it's just adjustments that you have to make. And you have to understand that as a player, that maybe what worked this game isn't going to work the next game. And so just, you know, showing them those things, working on those things in practice and making those adjustments, and then it comes down to them once they get out on the floor to be able to carry that over.
Is it still the same thought process when you don't have when you're fighting for a conference championship? You take it one game at a time. You don't want to look ahead. Is it still a similar process in the situation you guys are in?
No doubt. And I've told the girls, you know, we're capable of playing with all the teams in this league. It just comes down to preparing yourself mentally and being ready when your number's called, whether you're a starter or you're coming off the bench. And I think we're going to get over that hump. It just comes down to them coming together all at the same time. And I told them that you know, we're not a good enough team for, you know, one or two people to show up every night. Everybody has to be ready to go, all five on the floor, the whole bench, everybody. And it's going to take all of us collectively to, you know, turn that corner.
You guys have to be looking forward to the rest of the season in terms of getting to play some games at Bearcat Arena. I mean, it's been an odd schedule this year, but the good part about that is it does turn around and you get a lot of opportunities late in the season at home.
Yeah, I think with our situation, that's a good thing. And, you know, if we can continue to battle these teams on the road and get home and be more comfortable in our arena and around our fans and things like that, and just have that added energy and enthusiasm when you play at home, because with this group, that's one thing that they can usually really feed off of. And you know when you go on the road, a lot of times you have to bring that yourself. You don't have that added help from the fans. So I think getting home and, you know, getting through this weekend and then the trip to Oklahoma, you know, we'll be excited to be back at home.
We kind of had a semi-home game in St. Joe with a lot of Bearcat fans, and I know you've had good support at the few home games you've had so far this year. That's just got to be a boost to the players and make the game more enjoyable.
I think so. You know, they were really fired up going into that Missouri Western game, and I think some of them were kind of shocked and didn't really understand until it was taking place. And, you know, I did as much as I could to tell them and talk to them about it, as well as the returners that have played there before, and just understanding that we're going to have a good following. And yeah, it's a road game, but with the support that's there, it's not really going to necessarily feel like a road game.
All right, Buck, well, thanks for stopping by tonight, and we'll catch up with you on Saturday.
Sounds good. Thank you.
That is Buck Scheel, interim head coach of the Northwest Missouri State women's basketball team. Again, they match up with Washburn in Topeka on Saturday evening. And we're going to continue talking Northwest women's basketball when we come back. We'll talk with one of the seniors from his team, Timber Schekinger. We'll do it right after this timeout. You're listening to the Bearcat Coaches Show on KXCV KRNW. From Walmart, Chad Peterson, Jesse, and Chad Townsend offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 660-582-8800.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Heinlein Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville, supplying living room, dining room, and bedroom furnishings for the home, as well as mattresses and flooring. More information is available at heinleinhomefurnishings.com. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Market Street in Maryville. Celebrating more than 50 years in business, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing for cars and trucks. More at 660-582-3104.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Younger Auction Company. Auctioneer Mark Younger and his team simulcast online live auctions in all states. Younger Auction Company specializes in real estate, farm equipment, collectibles, and antiques. More at youngerauction.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering auto glass, rock chip repair, and replacement glass for tractors, combines, and other agricultural equipment. More at 660-582-3131, in-store at 5th and Buchanan, or online at MarylvilleGlassAndLock.com. Support for today's Bearcat Coaches Show comes from Carson's Sports Grill on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699.
And we're back at Carson's in downtown Maryville on the Bearcat Coaches Show on KXCV KRNW as we continue to talk Northwest Missouri State women's basketball, and senior Timber Schekinger joining us. And Timber, we were just having a conversation before we came on here about White Auditorium last night, and just about how tough of a place that is. I know there are a lot of tough places to play basketball, but just the atmosphere, the whole feel. I know you don't want to be done with your career necessarily, but you got to be happy you don't have to go back to White Auditorium.
Yeah, I'm glad that I don't have to go back there. It's a hard place to play, and I think you'd have to put together a perfect 40 minutes to beat them there. They've always been good there, and their crowd's rowdy, and I'm just glad that they didn't have their band there. That was just a high school band, so because they're right next to us, and it's hard to listen to your coach and everything. So,
does it feel like the fans are just kind of right on top of you there?
Yeah, I feel like, I mean, even our fans are sitting right behind us, so it's kind of everything just feels really compressed, and they're over the top of you, and I mean, it's hard to stay focused, I guess.
When you see a team like Emporia State, as we were talking with Coach Scheel, you know, obviously they're a very talented team. What are some of the things that you notice against a team like that than you may just any other opponent in the MIAA?
They're a threat from everywhere. I mean, they're post shoot threes. They drive. I mean, they're threats from everywhere. All of them are, and each one of them plays hard for the whole time they're out there. And to have a team, all five starters are averaging big double figures. I mean, it's nice to see from a team, and I'd love that for our team. So that's one thing that you notice from them to another team.
I'm talking about double-digit scoring. Last seven games, you've been in double-digit scoring. You had a couple of double-doubles in there. It seems like a few games into the conference season, a switch kind of flipped for you. What have you seen here the last seven, eight ball games that have you playing a little more comfortable?
I just kind of settled down. I mean, I was a little nervous, you know. I was like, oh, this is my last year. I have to try to do everything, you know. And right now I'm just going out and playing games and just trying to stay comfortable and keep everybody positive. And we haven't won yet, so that's hard. And I wouldn't say I'm used to losing. I wouldn't say that. But having these last couple years, I'm able to keep everybody going. We will get there, and I think that's kind of what settled me down a little bit.
What is it like having the opportunity, so many young players on the team this year, having the opportunity to kind of teach them, not, and I don't mean necessarily the game of basketball, but just about the MIAA, because as you know from your career, learning about playing in this conference is a big part of being able to win here.
I like it. I mean, it's a lot of fun because they come up and ask you questions, and I can tell them my stories about, oh, when I played here, this is what happened, when I played these girls, and I'm really excited to see where these girls will be when they're juniors and seniors. I think that they have the potential to be really good. And I love that I'm able to help them become who they can be.
Washburn coming up this week. That's another place to play where wins are tough because they have another talented team. They've
yeah.
always got talented teams. But just talk about the matchup against Washburn. You guys have been so close in so many ball games. What's that little thing that you think gets you over the top to get that first win?
I think we have to come out with a better third quarter. We've been stressing that for the last couple games, and I think we can get there. Last night, I think, was the best third quarter we've had, but we were so far in a hole, we couldn't come out from it. So I think once we get past that third quarter, I think we'll be there.
One of the things I asked Coach Scheel about, because a lot of times if you see a team in the position you guys are in, you see players just trying to get through the season, but you guys haven't been that way. We're seeing good effort. We're seeing the energy out of that team. What is it from you guys' perspective that has you out there playing hard each and every night?
We want the win. I mean, we're working so hard in practice, and like today we weren't getting a drill, but we didn't stop. We kept going until we finally got it. And I mean, it just shows that the girls will still fight no matter what. And it's nice to know that we all have each other's backs. We really do. And we just have to get that little bit more push from everybody. And, I mean, we'll get there. I know we will.
What are the plans for Timber after this year, being the senior year? Anything in place yet?
Yeah. I interned for a company this summer, and they offered me a job for a special projects manager. So I'll be planning some events and things like that. And it's in Story City, Iowa, so I'll be moving up in that area. So
is that kind of something along the lines of what you were hoping for after college?
Yeah, it definitely is. I like talking to everybody, so I'll get to travel and plan stuff. So I think that's kind of up my alley. So
well, Timber, good luck through the rest of the season. I mean, you guys are so close. I know that first win's not far
off.
We'll
get there. We will.
And you get so many opportunities at Bearcat Arena.
Oh,
you
yeah.
guys have to be looking forward to
yeah,
that,
Yeah, I'm
too.
Really excited about it. We have a lot of home games coming up, and I'm just glad that our last three conference games will be at home. I think that, I mean, I'm really excited about those, and I know we're going to get wins. We will, so
All right, Timber. Well, good luck the rest of the season.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks for having me.
Timber Schechinger, a senior for the Northwest Missouri State women's basketball team. And as we mentioned earlier, they will match up against Washburn Saturday evening in Topeka. We're going to turn our attention to men's basketball here at Carson's in downtown Maryville. When we come back, we'll hear from the head coach of the Northwest men's basketball team, Ben McCollum, and point guard Justin Pitts. All of that still to come on the Bearcat Coaches Show on KXCV KRNW.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More information available from Shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nelson of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mound City.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Meyer Auto Center in Maryville, offering new vehicles from Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, and Cadillac. Meyer Auto Center also offers pre-owned vehicles and GM-certified service. More at MeyerCars.com or 660-582-2116.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, located on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanware, as well as custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway Valley Bank. With 8 locations, NVB has been serving generations of Northwest Missouri families for almost a century and a half. Right Bank is right at your fingertips at NVB.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and the Printery House. More at conceptionabbey.org.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson's Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699.
Welcome back to the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show. Again, we're broadcasting live from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville. And we turn our attention to men's basketball now. And joining us is the sophomore point guard for the Bearcat men's basketball team, Justin Pitts. And Justin, you're just having another heck of a season for the Bearcats this year.
I had a really good season. But it all starts in off season, really.
It's been one of those seasons too, where as Matt was talking on the women's side there, with the schedule pretty much mirroring what the women's do with the so many road games during the first part of this MIAA season. I imagine that has to be something that I know this team likes to be on the road and enjoys the company of each other. But still, about this point with all these road games, I imagine it kind of wears you down just a little bit.
It kind of does a little bit, but I mean, I think it all works out in the end. We have so many much more home games at the end, so we kind of get the feel of it going into postseason, feeling pretty good.
Just talk about you personally as you approach this season after your first year with so much success a year ago, the freshman of the year in the MIAA and first team all conference. Just talk a little bit about the off season and some things you try to do to gear up for this particular year.
I learned a lot from last season. I mean, coming into this season, I had to do a lot of things differently. I had to work on my jump shot a little bit more, and in the summer, and my ball handling, and so far, I mean, I think it's paid off.
And I know one of the things that the fans really enjoy is just watching you play, and the amount of things you do, the drives to the bucket, the assists, the points. You just really are a player that's been a lot of fun for people to watch.
I just give all the credits like to my teammates and my coaches, because with the players that we have, the shooters and stuff, I mean, it takes a lot of attention off me, I guess, and then when the tension's on me, I can pass it to them, and they make shots, and I just give the credit to them.
Really looks like teams are kind of adjusting on how they defend you here in the last few weeks, and it seems like they're getting more physical with you.
Yeah, well, these past couple games, I've been kind of beat up a little bit, but I mean, it's just the price you got to pay. So I mean, I'm just adjusting and getting used to it.
And what are some things you try to do to make sure that you don't let the physical play and some of the things they do, which kind of at times maybe borders on not necessarily within the rules of the game. There were some things you try to do to make sure that you just don't let that get to you during the game.
I think I just try to stay focused. I mean, just focus on the game and what we got to do to win the game. So I really try not to pay too much attention to the refs or the calls or any of that. I just keep playing my game.
Now, last night on the road to Emporia, Kansas, against a very talented Emporia State team that really I think is probably more talented than what their record indicates. And always a tough place to play at White Auditorium. And just kind of talk a little bit about last night's game. Unfortunately, lost for the Bearcats, but just talk a little bit about where that game went for you there.
I played there twice so far, and like you said, both times. I mean, it's a tough place to play, and they always have a good crowd, and the team's always talented. And I feel like last night they had some clutch shots down the stretch, and we didn't make the shots that we needed to, and they came out the win, and it was a big win for them.
Really, it looked like what they were wanting to do with their guard there, Terrence Moore, was similar to what Northwest does with the offense that's centered around you there.
Yeah, he's probably one of the best players in the league. I mean, easily. He's explosive, and he's good. He can finish at the rim, and he has a good team around him. So, I mean, it just complements him well.
And as you mentioned a little bit earlier, the schedule really kind of turns favorable to Northwest as we get closer to February with really only one long road trip left with that trip down to Oklahoma. And you get past Washburn this weekend in Topeka, things will look a little bit better. And just kind of talk about looking forward to getting back and playing a lot of games at Bearcat Arena.
So far, start of season, we played so many road games. I'm just excited to get back and play at home and have the crowd come and watch us play, and hopefully we get on a little stretch here and make a run.
And this is talking about what brought you to Northwest Missouri State, again coming in sophomore year and doing so many good things for the Bearcats. What were some of the initial things that attracted you to become a Bearcat?
Some of the things that attracted me were the coaches mainly. And when I came here on a visit, I came here when Deshaun Cooper was still playing and Bryson. So, I mean, they helped out a lot, and made me feel special here when I came, and also the coaches. I felt like it was the right place to come.
And academically, just talk about your academics and some of the things that you're stressing there.
Well, so far, I mean, we've been on the road a lot, so, you know, you kind of miss a lot of classes at the beginning. And, I mean, it's always tough, but, I mean, we have the players and the coaches around us that we make it happen, and, I mean, we just got to do what we got to do and to make it right.
What's your field of study right now? What's your field of study right now?
I'm studying corporate recreation management.
Yeah, all right. And as far as things that you enjoy doing, tell us a little bit so people can get to know Justin Pitts just a little bit more. What are some of the things outside of basketball that you like?
Basketball? I really just play basketball. Other than that, I'm either at home watching basketball, college basketball. I mean, it's one of my favorite things I love doing is watching basketball too.
All right, and look ahead. Where do you see some of the biggest challenges that the Bearcats will have this year?
We're one of the best. I mean, one of the top teams in the league. So when we play against teams, we know that we're going to get their best shot. So I mean, we just have to come prepared and play hard every game and do what we got to do to win.
And I know one thing, too. You get a lot of minutes, averaging right around 40 minutes a game or so, 38, 39 minutes. So you're out on the court an awful lot. How do you try to stay fresh between games to make sure that you're 100% to go for each game?
I try not to think about that. I mean, I just try to go out there and play. And, I mean, it doesn't matter how many minutes I play. I just got to go out there and play hard and give everything I got so we can have a chance to win the game.
All right, well, Justin, thanks a lot for being with us.
Thank you.
And that's Justin Pitts, the point guard for the Northwest Missouri State Bearcat football team, or rather basketball team. We'll be back and continue to talk Bearcat men's basketball as we'll be joined by the head coach of the Northwest Missouri State Bearcat men's basketball team, Ben McCollum. That's coming up right after this timeout. We're broadcasting live from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville on the KXCV, KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show.
Support for today's game comes from SSM Health Medical Group and St. Francis Hospital in Maryville. SSM offers 10 locations and 46 primary care and specialty providers throughout the Bearcat Nation. More at SSMHealthSt.Francis.com.
Today's game is being underwritten by the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Bomley Auto Sales. Bearcat alumnus Joe Bomley has been providing late model program vehicles and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to the area since 1983. More at BomleyAuto.com or on the lot at 5 Mile Corner, south of Maryville. Support for the Bearcats comes from Rapid Elite in downtown Maryville, providing printing and copying of letterhead, envelopes, business cards, posters, and more, as well as supplying ink and toner. Rapid Elite also provides UPS and FedEx shipping services. More at 562-4657.
Support for the Bearcats comes from the Remington Nature Center in St. Joseph, featuring the Journey Through Time display. The center also features the life-size replica of a woolly mammoth, an aviary, and available conference space. More at stjoenaturecenter.info.
Support for today's Bearcat Coaches Show comes from Carson's Sports Grill on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699.
Welcome back to the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show. Again, broadcasting live from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville. We continue to talk men's basketball as the head coach of the Northwest Missouri State men's basketball team, Ben McCollum, is with us. And Ben, coming off a tough loss last night, a very physical game, especially a second half against Emporia State.
Yeah, you know, I thought that we competed in the first half, and for about 30 minutes of the basketball game, I thought we were the better team. And then I think the last 10 minutes of the game, I think they pressed up a little bit harder defensively and were a little bit more handsy and made it more difficult for us to get to the rim. And so, we weren't able to score down the stretch. And when you're not able to score down the stretch, it makes it difficult to win the basketball game.
Yeah, I think you're right there. I really thought, too, in the second half when you built up an 8-point lead there at one point, it's about midway through the half. It seemed to me like you're maybe about a possession or two away from really kind of putting them away. But then Emporia State came back and went on a little bit of a run on their own and got back in the ballgame and then stayed in the ballgame the rest of the way.
Yeah, I thought that little 8-point run, I thought we were going to stretch it out to 12, 14, and then 20. We just haven't really developed that killer instinct that we probably need in this conference, and especially being the team in first place with all the expectations coming into the season. When you've got a team down, they're not going to just quit like they've done in other games, and we have to understand that, and we have to understand that every team we play is going to be a different team, and they were. They were a different team than they've showed on film, and they were disciplined, they were patient, and took their time offensively, took decent shots, played fairly hard defensively, and we didn't see that on film. And so our kids need to be ready to perform and perform at a higher level.
I think that's a good point you made there, too. And I know you talked about this a little bit throughout the season as well, but you know you're going to get your opponent's best shot each game.
Oh, yeah. Every game. It's like you watch a team on film, and you've got to find their best game, and that's how they're going to play against us. And just get used to it. That's how it was last year, and that's how it was the year before that. And so we just have to get used to it, and these kids have to understand that they need to have that killer instinct to put teams away. We haven't developed it yet, but we will. And, you know, right now we're really relying on Justin, and when they don't call hand checks or whatnot, and it makes it difficult for him, and the game's real physical. It makes it difficult for him to get in the paint, and that was the case that last 10 minutes.
Are you seeing teams change the way they try to defend Justin now, or is it a case of just the way the game's being called right now that's a little bit different?
Well, I've actually, a couple teams left their scouting reports around. Won't name names, but they've left them around. And so, you pick one up, and under his is be physical with him. And so, based on the NCAA rules, the officiating rules, you're not supposed to be allowed to be physical with kids, but they find ways to be physical with him, and he just has to play through it and be tough, and he is, and he doesn't pout about it and doesn't make excuses, but at some point they've got to understand that there's no chance for anybody in this conference to guard him without putting their hands on him. And eventually I think we'll get those calls, but right now it's tough.
That's a big key, too, in last night's game. First half, you're getting some shots to drop from the outside as well, and that really seems to change the complexion of the game when you got that outside threat going as well.
Yeah, Zach, I thought, especially that first half, played really well. Second half, we kind of disappeared with our shooters a little bit where I think the ball movement closed down a little bit. I thought we missed some open shots. I thought we missed a lot of open layups. It's almost like teams are giving us layups and taking away our threes, and we're not able to make our layups, which is not a good thing. But Again, I thought our kids competed at a high level and just didn't have that killer instinct when we needed it.
Let's go back to Saturday afternoons and the early evenings game down in St. Joseph with Missouri Western, a win for the Bearcats. And that was another one of those type of games you kind of get into with Missouri Western where you know that they're going to hang around despite what the record is.
They compete. They competed defensively. It's a rivalry game. You knew they'd continue to fight, and they did. They were excellent. They played physical defensively, and you know, we weren't able to hit as many shots as we probably would have liked. We had some open looks and just didn't knock them down. When you play on the road this much, I was looking at Division I games and teams, and so, you know, I looked at Duke, and I checked to see how many true road games that they played. They played, I think it was, no, I don't think they played a single true road game until conference. So they had like 11 to 12 games either neutral site or at home in a row. And that's a lot of those Division I's, and they can pay for those and whatnot. But that helps your confidence quite a bit. It helps your shooting. It helps a lot of things. So for us, we've played on the road now. We have enough experience and enough mental toughness to fight through some of those things. But that's the biggest thing that's hurting our shooting right now is just that lack of confidence.
And I know there's some other teams that are kind of faced with a similar situation. Northwest has, then it'll switch around a little bit with some of those teams that have had a lot of home games early on that will be going on the road here, such as Leonardwood. But I would imagine besides just the basketball aspect of it, I know the team likes to be together and to a certain degree enjoys traveling, but it comes at a certain point where you just like to stay home for a night or two, doesn't it?
Yeah, I think it's not the physical grind as much as it is the mental, just like traveling and traveling 3-4 hours and being on the road like that. I think that's the biggest thing, and then having to be emotionally ready for those home games road games is always difficult to be ready consistently. So and then the way we play, you know, we can shoot it, we can get in the paint, but a lot of our shooting sets up our layups, and when you're not making those shots, the defense tightens down, it becomes a lot more difficult, a lot less space on the floor, and it becomes tough for us to score, and that's probably what you've seen in the last few games.
We've got classes back in session now. Will be easier to get in a little bit of a rhythm as well with classes starting and kind of get into a day-to-day routine of what you want to do.
Yeah, I think that helps a lot. I do. I think when kids get up and at them and they're able to go to class and see their friends and have a normal activities, I think that helps our kids a ton. And then obviously they're able to get in the gym, get some shots when they need to, and I've always liked the routine of that, and so hopefully, and then we'll get some home games here coming up, so that'll be nice.
And I think, too, what's a little bit different this year with the schedule, when you talk routine, though, is you've got a Thursday-Saturday game sometimes, and then you've got a Monday game under a different time, and then it's not the usual type of Saturday-Wednesday routine that we've had in the past with the schedule.
No, it's not, and I don't know that that matters too much. I think that's just over Christmas break, and now that break's over, I think they're going to go back to the Wednesday or Thursday, Saturday type games. But, you know, the rhythm helps probably. That'll help us quite a bit, just the rhythm of those types of games and the amount of breaks that you have and things of that nature. So, you know, everything will help us. Hey, we're going to get better. We're going to get tougher. Don't have a lot of depth, but we're going to keep fighting, and I think we're going to be okay when it's all said and done.
Again, we're talking with the head coach of the Northwest Missouri State Bearcat men's basketball team, Ben McCollum. When we come back, we'll talk about what's ahead this upcoming week for the Bearcats. That's coming up right after this timeout as we're broadcasting live from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville on the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show.
Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram on South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers a selection of new automobiles and pre-owned vehicles. More at TriStateChryslerDodgeJeepRam.com or 660-582-3677.
This Bearcat broadcast is being underwritten by Taco John's of Maryville and St. Joseph, serving breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Taco John's is open Sunday through Thursday until midnight and Friday and Saturday until 2 a.m. More at ilovetacojohns.com.
This Bearcat broadcast is being underwritten by Compass Dental Group in Maryville. Doctors Bruce Twaddle and Brian Viertaler, along with their wives, Polly and Rebecca, provide braces, implants, same-day crowns, and general dentistry. More at CompassDentalGroup.com.
Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by Championship Motors in Maryville. Across from Walmart, Championship offers late model pre-owned autos and conducts vehicle searches upon request. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 660-582-8800.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway Valley Bank. With online banking, including remote deposit using your mobile device, the right bank is right at your fingertips. Or at nvb.com or at any of their 8 locations.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson's Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699.
Welcome back to the KXCV KRW Bearcat Coaches Show. Again, broadcasting live from Carson's Sports Grill in downtown Maryville, talking with the head coach of the Northwest men's basketball team, Ben McCollum. And Ben, back on the road Saturday, a trip to Topeka, Kansas against the Washburn team, coming off a win over Missouri Western last night. And just talk a little bit about the Washburn Ichabods.
They're a good basketball team. They've probably been 50-50 road and home, I would guess. They're going to rebound like they've always done. They're going to play in transition. They're going to score on OBs. Any easy bucket type of actions they're going to get. Offensively, you know, they've always got a couple guys that just have free reign, and then they've got a lot of role players. And they'll be well-coached. They'll be tough. It's one of the tougher places to play in the MIAA, and we're going to have our hands full.
And what are some of the things right now you're looking to accomplish in the game Saturday?
Win. That's about it. No, we're trying to win. We got to get healthy before that. You know, Justin hadn't practiced in a week or whatnot. It's been close to a week that he hadn't practiced, and need him to get healthy. You know, he played about 70% last night and played well. But if he gets healthy, I think that changes the game quite a bit. And then we need to have other guys step up in the scoring department. Guys need to stop hiding from the basketball and look to do what they can do, drive or rebound or finish in the post or whatever it may be. We need to do that, and guys need to start doing that quickly.
And, again, it's on the road this Saturday. And one of the things that we've been talking about on the air, when you look at where you're at right now record-wise up near the top in the MIAA standings, when you get through this road situation, you have to feel good about where you're looking right now when things turn around, get a lot of home games. You're still being able to come out of this road schedule and still be in good shape.
Yeah, you know, I think if you win on Saturday, obviously that's going to set you apart quite a bit. I had an old head coach, David Moe, at Emporia, and he used to have what they call the Moe standings. They do it in the NBA. And basically the way it goes is if you win on the road, you get +1. If you win at home, you get 0. If you lose at home, it's -1. And so as far as the Moe standings go, we'll call them, we're +4, and the closest to us is +1. So we've won on the road a lot more than anybody else in this conference, and obviously up to this point haven't lost at home. So, I think we're sitting good. I just think we need to, you know, we can't give away games like the Emporia game. You've got to win those. You've got to win the Lincoln game. Those are games that if you want to win a championship, you have to beat them.
Yeah, and what are the biggest things right now you want to see this team improve on as you get really into the second portion of this season?
Well, I think we've answered our offensive or our defensive struggles. We just have to be better at it now. But we've kind of figured out what our problems were and things of that nature. So we're doing a better job of that. Offensively, we just have trouble finding a rhythm. You know, we probably have the best player in the conference and the toughest toughest offensive player in the conference. But other guys need to step up to take a little heat off of him so that he can score off the basketball or even, you know, have a little more freedom out there. But right now he's kind of carrying the load. So our offensive flow and rhythm is just not very good right now. And I don't think we're a great passing team. I don't think we're, as far as just the natural basketball feel goes, I don't think we have that. What we do have is guys that are unselfish and that will listen. It just takes a lot more time when they don't have that natural feel. But if they didn't have a natural feel and they don't listen, then it becomes impossible. These guys will listen. That's why I think you're going to find five, six, seven games down the road, I think you're going to see us clicking offensively, and I think you're going to see us start going a little bit.
Seems like on offense, and is it a case, too, where it can be a little bit contagious once you get one or two guys going, then you see some other players kind of step in then where they're maybe a little bit more relaxed and don't press them when they take their shots?
Absolutely, and at home, I mean, I think we're shooting 45-46% from three. It's just a drastic difference, and you know, all those road games hurt. But yeah, I think if we have a couple of those games where we just get hot, I think it's going to change some things. If we find we've adjusted some things offensively, if we find that set, that play, those things that we can rely on, I think that's great, because we've got the last 5 minutes. That's the most important. We've got the last 5 minutes offensively. And we've got probably the best closer in probably Division II. Now we need to play for 40 minutes, or actually 35 minutes, and then be able to hand them the ball and say, here, go win us the game. And right now we're not doing that because we're not playing good enough defense, and no one's stepping up throughout the game.
Well, a lot of basketball left to be played. I think it's going to be an exciting finish for this team.
Absolutely. It'll be fun. I'm just excited to see this team grow. And you know, that this team, they've had so much expectations, and it's always interesting, the expectations and things of that nature, where it's like, boy, what's wrong with Northwest? Well, last year it was like, they're not supposed to be this good. It's unbelievable. So you hear it, and I use it as motivation, and hopefully our kids do. But I don't think there's anything wrong. I think we're right where we should be. I think we've have some depth issues. I think that we lost a couple kids over the summer, and so we're having to work through some of that. I don't think we're in a great offensive rhythm, but I think we've got enough talent. I think we got good kids. I think we've got kids that can hit shots, and we're tough. And it's just, I'm just waiting for us to just click, and it's going to happen. I just don't know when.
All right, Ben, thanks a lot for being with us.
Thanks a lot, John.
That's the head coach of the Northwest Missouri State Bearcat men's basketball team, Ben McCollum. We'll be back and wrap up this edition of the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Younger Auction Company. Auctioneer Mark Younger and his team simulcast online live auctions in all states. Younger Auction Company specializes in real estate, farm equipment, collectibles, and antiques. More at youngerauction.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student-athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information is available at bearcatsports.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering locksmithing, lock installation, repairs, rekeying, and high-security master key system setup and maintenance. More at 660-582-3131, in-store at 5th and Buchanan, or at maryvilleglassandlock.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More information available from Shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nellison of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mound City.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from SSM Health St. Francis Hospital Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Services, offering services from athletic training to physical therapy to total joint replacement. More at SSMHealthSt.Francis.com.
Support for today's Bearcat Coaches Show comes from Carson's Sports Grill on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699.
Welcome back to the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show. Again, we're broadcasting live from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville. This weekend, we've got more coming up for you on KXCV KRNW. The Bearcat men's and women's basketball teams will head to Topeka, Kansas. It's a 5 o'clock tip-off for the women, 7 o'clock for the men. We'll be on the air at 4:40 with our pregame for the women's portion of the broadcast from Lee Arena in Topeka, Kansas. That's coming up on Saturday right here on KXCV KRNW. Again, don't forget and put it on your calendar that the Northwest football team will have an autograph session and a celebration coming up on Sunday, January 31st. That will get underway at 3:30 at Bearcat Arena, an opportunity to interact with members of the 2015 Division II National Championship team and coaching staff. And again, They will be available for autographs for about 90 minutes or so. And then the team's awards banquet, or not banquet, but celebration will be held after that. And the fans are invited to stay around for that as well. So that's coming up on Sunday, January 31st, beginning at 3:30 at Bearcat Arena. Don't forget, basketball coming up. That will be Saturday, 4:40, our pregame before the 5 o'clock tip-off. Northwest and Washburn women, followed by the Northwest and Washburn men at 7 o'clock. Thanks to everyone involved with our program here tonight at Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville. Karen Lawrence and also Brandon Travis helping us behind the scenes. Matt Gorder, along with men's basketball coach Ben McCollum, along with player Justin Pitts, and on the women's side, Timber Schechinger, and the women's interim head coach, Buck Scheel. All thanks for being a part of our program this evening. I'm John Coffey, and so long from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville.
From the campus of Northwest Missouri State University, this is KXCV Maryville and KRNW Chillicothe.
His grandfather was a renowned Jewish philosopher, but his father converted, and Felix Mendelssohn was baptized as a Lutheran.